The District of Squamish released some details of its bargaining conclusion with local Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, members. As council was informed in a district meeting and report from April 16, the district came to an agreement with its unionized workers in CUPE Local 2269 several months ago. The report states, the district ratified a three-year agreement in late 2023 with the Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, which included a total 11.5% increase to union salaries across 2022, 2023 and 2024, and a 4.5% inflationary support lump sum payment for a total cost of approximately $2.50 million. Celeste Bickford, the president of CUPE 2269, emailed the Squamish chief confirming the agreement. CUPE Local 2269 members, who work for the District of Squamish, ratified a new collective agreement in early January 2024, wrote Bickford, adding that the union represents about 220 municipal workers. Our members love serving the community they work and live in, but equally need to be able to support themselves and their families amid a rapidly rising cost of living. Bickford also said the relationship between the district and the union was strong, even though the union members neared a strike in mid-December 2023. Although we did experience some bumps along the way, the relationship between the union and the district has grown stronger through bargaining, leaving us better able to work together for the benefit of the community, said Bickford. There was limited discussion on the agreement at the council meeting, but Count Jenna Stoner briefly said it was important to come to a conclusion. That's really critical work to make sure that we continue to be a place that people want to work, that we can recruit and retain staff, said Count Jenna Stoner. The district report noted negotiations were influenced by pattern bargaining, or matching regional municipal settlements, which created significant pressure on negotiations as the Lower Mainland agreements settled higher than anticipated. Exempt staff salaries were also assessed in 2023, according to the report, and an increase of $180,000 was oaked for 2024 to keep exempt salaries at the 50th percentile of the current market, which is a number that was chosen in a compensation philosophy that was approved in 2020. Read more about the agreement from the April 16 Council agenda available online at squamish.ca.